All right, good morning. 6:37.
Oh, it's going to be a great
day. Anyway, Brock Hunter. Save it for next week. Next week is St. Paddy's Day. So.
Oh, yeah.
Don't blow it. Don't blow
Green
it.
Green beers, four-leaf clovers.
Shots of booze. It's going to be great.
No Jameson for me, though, man. No, I can't do Jameson.
That's all we're doing. We're doing a bottle of Jameson. That's what we're doing. And we're going to die. Folks, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of. Get your vehicle taken care of. Well, I was going to talk about the Grammys, but F the Grammys, bro, because there's no rock this year. There is literally not one rock performance at the... Yeah, screw the Grammys. All right, they've been blowing off rock for as long as we can count, and yeah, I'm not talking about it, so screw it. Let's talk about Pink Floyd.
Never really watched it anyway, yeah, so stupid. Hell with it.
Pink Floyd news instead. David Gilmour has said numerous times that he is done with Pink Floyd, but he keeps getting asked about a reunion. The latest culprit is Guitar Player Magazine, and the answer is still the same. Gilmour says, quote, "It has run its course. We are done. I'm all for Roger Waters doing what he wants to do and enjoying himself, but I absolutely don't want to go back."
Don't you get it? We're done.
I don't want to go and play stadiums. I'm free to do exactly what I want to do and how I want to do it. Last year, Waters brought the group together, but to no avail. He says, quote, "I convened as sort of a Camp David for the surviving members of Pink Floyd at a hotel at an airport in London, where I proposed all kinds of measures to get past this awful impasse that we have and the predicament we find ourselves in. It bore no fruit, I'm sorry to say. The last time the classic lineup of Gilmour, Waters, Mason, and Wright performed together was Live 8, which was in London in 2005. Wright died from cancer in 2008. So, if anybody out there is meeting David Gilmour and you want to go, hey, you going to get the band back together? Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Come on, just get the band back together, would you, Mr. Gilmour?
I don't want to. All right. So, I mean, I'd love to see it, but hey, the guys, they've done enough. He doesn't need to do any more for us. But
it sounds like he's just tired.
Yeah, he's tired. We're all tired. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1971. Jethro Tull released Aqualung. Hey, Aqualung!
Oh, nice.
It was their fourth studio album of Jethro Tull. Badass album. However, let's bring up the Grammys. As much as I love Jethro Tull, they still should not have been awarded the first ever metal award over Metallica. We can all agree on that.
Come on.
Jethro Tull's great, but they should not have been picked over Metallica. See,
that's just how serious you can take the Grammys.
Yeah,
you know, they don't know. You guys have no idea.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to rock, so it's probably better. But anyway, go put on some Jethro Tull Aqualung and celebrate today. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.